Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 76 lakh crore rupees, that is the total credit held by women borrowers in India, representing a significant 26% of the total financial system credit, and this number is not just impressive, it also tells a story of a structural reversal in India's formal credit system. First, let us look at the historical context. India's formal credit system has historically excluded women borrowers, particularly those in rural areas, lower income brackets, and unorganized sectors. But why does this matter? It matters because this exclusion has meant that women have had limited access to credit, hindering their ability to start and grow businesses and participate fully in the economy. So what exactly changed? The 2025 data presents a structural reversal. Women's credit active participation has nearly doubled since 2017, and their default performance suggests a more reliable borrower profile than the broader population. What makes this significant is that women borrowers default 30% less than the market average. This is a commercially significant finding, as it challenges the historical risk premium that many lenders implicitly applied to women borrowers on the assumption of higher default risk. And here is something that surprises many students: women's business credit has been the fastest growing segment, with business purpose loans now constituting 25% of women's total credit portfolio, indicating growing entrepreneurial credit demand beyond consumption-based loans. Building on this, let us look at the drivers of women's credit growth. Formal financial infrastructure has played a crucial role, with initiatives such as the Jan Dhan Yojana, which has created a deposit base enabling credit eligibility for over 30 crore women account holders. The Mudra Yojana has also been instrumental, with over 32 lakh crore rupees disbursed since 2015. And approximately 68% of Mudra borrowers being women, providing a key credit pipeline for micro-enterprises. The SHG Bank Linkage Program, the world's largest microfinance program, has also been a significant factor, with over 1.2 crore active self-help groups and approximately 9 crore women members, according to NABARD data. Crucially, digital credit delivery has also enabled lenders to assist women borrowers with thin credit files using alternative data, such as utility bills and GST returns, through the account aggregator framework. Same-day disbursement, which accounts for 45% of disbursements in 2025, indicates that digital underwriting has replaced branch-level manual approval, making the credit process faster and more efficient. It is worth pausing here to note that despite this progress, structural gaps remain. The report highlights the need for continued efforts to drive financial inclusion and address the remaining gaps in the credit market. Now, let us turn to the key facts and numbers. Remember this number, 76 lakh crore rupees, the total credit held by women borrowers in India. Note this carefully, 26%. The proportion of total financial system credit held by women borrowers. This is a favorite prelims fact. Mudra Yojana has disbursed over 32 lakh crore rupees since 2015, with approximately 68% of borrowers being women. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to the social and economic development of India, and understanding the drivers of women's credit growth and the remaining structural gaps is crucial for answering questions related to women's empowerment, financial inclusion, and economic development. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The total portfolio of women's credit is 76 lakh crore rupees, which is 26% of the system credit. The Mudra Yojana has disbursed over 32 lakh crore rupees, with approximately 68% of borrowers being women. The growth of women's credit portfolio is a significant step towards promoting financial inclusion and women's empowerment in India, and it has the potential to drive economic growth and development, by providing women with the necessary resources to start and grow businesses and participate fully in the economy.